Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's a Monday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Welcome you to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the prestigious Gas Digital Network. I'm 38 and feeling okay at best. It was quite the weekend. Thank you to my good friends here at the Gas Digital Network and Comedy that had quite the evening with me Saturday on my birthday. You know who you are, and I won't name you because that would be incriminating. Across the table from me, someone who's been incriminated a few times, but a sweet boy, a very funny comic, and a great friend. It's Derek Drescher. How you doing today, buddy?
Thanks for having me, brother.
It How was you doing?
Me? I mean, we'll get into
yeah,
that
well,
later.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was your birthday?
Yeah.
Fuck, happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, pal.
I was so focused on my own shit.
No worries.
I wish I would have went. I would have relapsed, would you?
Oh, buddy, you would have.
I would have relapsed.
Shout out, thank you, Ralph, for letting us hang out here. It was piggish.
Really?
Yes.
I had an early night Saturday, too. I wish I should have came.
It was gross. Thank you so much for being here, dog. Great to have you. Let's get plugs right out the way. Jorge, hit that beautiful plug music. What do you want people to check out, bub?
I want people to check out On The Gate Podcast. Check out On The Gate Podcast. Use code OTG. I think you get like a week or free or two or something like that. That's me and Gio Perez, two reformed junkies who are now jokesters, right? Check out the On The Gate Podcast. And then, you know, if you want to see me live, you could just look at the link in my Instagram at Derek Drescher.
Fantastic. If you guys want to see me, check out my Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. And also, punchup.live/Zach Amico. I'm going to be on the road all weekend, and that is September the 25th in Ocean Springs, then Mobile, Alabama on the 26th, the 27th, Hattiesburg, and the 28th, Pensacola, Florida. And those are all co-headlining dates. That's right. It is me and Zach Holmes, a.k.a. Zach Ass. And it will be Too Fat, Too Furious, Two Zachs. It's going to be comedy, maybe some stunts, maybe some kissing. We don't know, but we are ready to find out what this show is going to be. And if those do okay, hopefully we're going to be touring. So we'll find out how that goes. And just confirmed yesterday, haven't told anybody yet, I'm back at Juggalo Championship Wrestling after a little bit of a hiatus, and I will be on the road with them the end of October, including Devil's Night and Halloween. Whoop, whoop. And if you love the show, and I know you do, head on over to GasDigital.com today, the new Gas Digital. We're still working on it, and it's still getting better and better. Use that promo code ZOO. What do you get? You get a little bit of money off your subscription every month. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows over the years. You get access to the live chat. And most importantly, we do three of these suckers a week, and only two go out for free. So if you want that third episode, that illustrious Friday bonus show, you're going to need to sign up. And thank you so much if you do. And no matter how you consume the program, I really appreciate you. Thank you very much. All right, let's get back. There's trouble afoot in the world. And if there's one person that's going to be able to talk about it, it's me.
Okay.
The greatest couple of all time is broken up. I'm very upset. I'm heartbroken.
What?
Ben.
This is, can't be your first not the notch on the belt here today. That's the first bullet point?
Ben and Jerry.
Oh, God. Fuck Ben and Jerry, dude. Who
Jerry
cares?
Has left Ben and Jerry.
They're still alive?
I guess so.
So it's just Ben's?
I don't know what it's going to be. Shannon, fill us in, baby.
Yeah, Shannon, you fucking did this on purpose.
No, I put that there.
You did, you motherfucker.
I didn't know. I swear to God, it was the ice cream, Derek. The ice cream.
I know. I'm
So basically, you know, Ben and Jerry's has been pretty open about their political views over the past 47 years that they've had this company. And Jerry, it was kind of pissed off that like their overarching company, Unilever, mm-hmm. They were kind of trying to silence Jerry in particular. He wanted to be more vocal about talking about Trump, Israel, Gaza, and it pissed off Unilever. And that's why he stepped away. And Ben decided to stay because he still wants to fight to like see if he can get himself heard.
Wait, so Jerry is a liberal or a conservative?
Oh, they're very, very, they're Vermont liberals.
Oh.
Hardcore Vermont liberals, yeah.
Really?
I toured the Ben and Jerry's factory when I was a kid.
They wanted...
I really did. That was a vacation I took with my family. We went to Vermont. My whole family, and one of the things we did was the Ben and Jerry's factory.
Do they give you like free samples?
They give you like the little ones.
Okay,
but it was cool.
So they're bleeding heart Vermont liberals.
Yeah, and they said that their parent company, Unilever, I believe it's called, mm-hmm. is asking them to please stop with the constant political stuff.
That's like their distribution company, I would imagine.
Yeah, Packages I would assume sends so. All the. Well, shit I think out. It's their whoever acquired them,
right?
Because they're still. I think it's one of those things where they're the figureheads, mm-hmm. but not necessarily making...
They sit on the board and all that shit.
Yeah, kind of shit. Yeah. And I will say, hard to argue, maybe the best ice cream?
Ben & Jerry's is very good. Expensive as fuck, but good. I mean, what was the one I used to do? Damn. I used Cherry Garcia. When I was getting high,
mm-hmm.
it was like perfect. It was some right amount of sugar. The taste was good.
You got your fruit in.
You know. Yeah, I love that one.
I'm a half-baked guy.
Which one's that?
Hey, Shannon, bring up half-baked. It's like a cookie dough plus other shit.
Oh, yes.
They also make peanut butter half-baked
now. I've seen it.
And then my current favorite, this is very divisive. I don't know if you like mint ice cream.
I do.
Big fan. They make something called thick mint.
Big chunks of chocolate in it?
No, the whole top is chocolate ganache.
Really?
And you have to break through it.
To get to the ice cream.
So you get, it's essentially mint chocolate chip, but you distribute the chocolate yourself.
That's pretty dope.
And it is a good piece of business.
So now it's just Ben, no Jerry, but Ben is not as vocal as Jerry?
I think Ben's trying to work with them and say, hey, it's for the better cause. I will not be as loud, but we can continue to do what we do.
I mean, what do they want to do, like free Palestine pistachio or something like that?
I would love that. This is a Tim Dillon joke. Tim Dillon had a joke once. They wanted to do S'mores Floyd. But yeah, no, they've been pretty vocal.
I haven't heard
Can you look up some of the more political themed flavors they've done?
They have a Kamala's Coconut Jubilee.
Spelled J-E-W, though.
That's great.
Churn out the vote. Pecan resist.
Wait, they have those flavors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Empower mint. I dough.
Yeah, oh, I do. I do like gay marriage.
Yeah. Are Ben and Jerry gay?
Are they gay together?
Part of me always assumed they were a gay couple.
So the thing with me now, where I'm at in my life, like, I know I usually would be like, push back on like gay marriage and stuff like that.
But that's what they told you to do in prison. Yeah. Push back.
It'll be over before you know it.
They're not gay.
I don't believe that. I think they are. And they should just accept who they are with each other.
I mean, also, imagine having to fucking work with somebody for 47 years.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they don't have any issues with each other. I mean, Jerry probably feels a little upset.
Oh, I'm sure they're...
You're not leaving too?
I'm sure they've had some fucking blowouts.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure there's been some fucking things thrown. I'm sure there's been some fuck you phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, if they're gay, I think they should just, you know, I'm not mad at it anymore. Where I'm at right now, that's what I'm saying. I'm not upset.
No, of course.
When I feel like this, I become more accepting.
By the way, Shannon, I'm so fucking pissed. Remember I told you I got Mrs. Amico, the Highland cow, that's supposed to be a Ben and Jerry's container? Mm-hmm.
It wasn't?
So it literally says 4 Ben & Jerry's pints. It's a cup that's supposed to keep it cold, and then it's got 2 spoons and a handle, so you don't have to get your hands cold.
Yeah.
The fucking pint doesn't fit in it.
It's too small.
They fucked me. See? Isn't that brilliant?
And it's not like that?
Whatever I got on Amazon, the pint doesn't go in.
You think you got a knockoff one by accident?
I think I got a knockoff one by accident because I'm a fucking dummy.
No,
absolutely furious. I was so proud of that gift.
They'll get you sometimes.
So proud of that gift. Shannon, was there any more political flavors? Can we go to the full flavor? Because they also have one of the things they had at the factory. They have like a graveyard of all the old flavors. Can we look at that?
That's pretty cool.
I would love to see that. Yeah, because I do that. I do the half-baked. Mrs. Amico's big on Chubby Hubby, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that the banana one, Chubby?
Where I'm at, dude, I've been trying to eat healthy, but like this is making me want to fucking down a couple pints.
Aloha Macadamia sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Cool Britannia?
Yeah, a lot of these I get. Creme brulee, get out of here.
Yeah. Ethan Almond?
Holy cannoli I could get behind.
Oh, au pair? No way.
Get out of my life. Pear.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Georgia Peach, too. Fuck that.
I can see it for a certain... That sounds like old people.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's certain ice creams that I always thought were for old people. Like rum raisin.
Yeah, yeah.
Butter pecan I found I like now.
Mm-hmm.
Though I also have a... So my dad always ate the rum raisin when I was a kid, and I always thought it was gross. But now that I'm an adult, I realize I think he just wanted something that was his.
Yeah, yeah, that nobody else wanted.
Because now as a grown-up, there's certain snacks I really like, and it's because I know I can leave them in the house and come home to them.
That's
like salt and vinegar chips is mine.
Yeah, Bugles for me. No one ever fucking touches the Bugles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe he just wanted something.
And I got that from my dad also. Because I couldn't have them when I was a kid. No, these are mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have your other stuff. And then once I was old enough to start buying my shit, I'd buy Bugles. So I fuck
regular Bugles or the salt and vinegar?
No, regular Bugles. Regular Bugles.
You ever put them on your fingers?
Yeah, of course.
Pretend to be a witch?
Yeah. Well, I put them on my fingers. I put the pointy side of my ears. All that shit. I do all that.
All right. I guess if it's just Jerry's.
Is it Ben? Who left? Ben or Jerry? Jerry, right?
Jerry's leaving, so I guess it would just be Ben's.
Ben's ice cream.
Yeah, but still, it's... The bang for your buck, I know it's a little more expensive, but it is the best.
Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. I don't know if you saw this, and I would love your opinion. Does King Charles's bodyguard wear fake arms? Take a look at this. For the people listening, this is... King Charles meeting people. He's got a bodyguard behind him who what would appear
I feel like his
completely
arms
completely fake arms.
I feel like his arms are his hands are on actual guns somewhere.
That's what people are saying, that he's got a gun out.
Yeah. Ready to roll.
Ready to pop, and those arms are just a distraction.
Yeah, it might be two guns ready to roll.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, what do the comments say, Shannon?
They all do real arm, hand is on a forearm, ready to go. It's hard to argue.
Firearm.
It said forearm. It says forearm.
Okay.
They don't have the right to bear arms over there.
Oh, maybe that's why he can't have the gun. Maybe you can't have, a gun, like a...
On the hip. Yeah, the cops don't even have them.
So you think that's, because he can't have a gun on his hip, he has to have a hidden...
I would assume maybe, yeah, but he definitely, those. I don't think those are his real hands or
no,
arms.
Not at
yeah,
all. No, Shannon, Jorge, your thoughts?
I thought this was really dumb until realizing that most cops don't even carry them, so I guess that would make sense.
I gotta let you know, I did not think about them not having guns over there.
But if I was his bodyguard, like, I don't think I'd have my hand on the gun the whole time. I think I'd be like, you know, fucking... playing with my balls or something.
Jerk it off.
Yeah, something.
Playing with my nipples.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of the fucking... I'm sure at a certain level of clearance, you can have a gun. Mm.
It says only specialized officers are highly trained, authorized firearm officers, AFOs, are the only ones that are allowed to carry them.
He's definitely one of those.
Yeah, and I would assume he's got the gun on him.
Yeah.
And I would even assume it's... out finger ready to go.
I mean, he had on like a raincoat, right?
Bring it back up, Shannon.
He had like a London Fog on, right?
It looks like a, not a blazer, yeah, like a raincoat.
Yeah, like a London Foggy type.
Yeah, there's no way that his hands are that still.
Yeah, his hands are on two pistols right now as we speak.
That's a fucking...
He definitely has arms, they're just not there.
No, yeah, I'm not saying he has... Yeah. It would be a pretty bad security guard.
No arms.
Have an armed guy, a no-armed guy. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Hey, if you're a person of class and elegance, it's nice to have nice things when people come and visit you, like a fine cheese selection, fine wine, or great cigars. And there's a great site for you to get great cigars, and that's Small Batch Cigar. They have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry, includes the Bovita pack, so it comes super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. So visit smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click on the new button to shop the latest arrivals. So if you use our discount code GAS10, that's GAS10, you get 10% off plus those 5% rewards points at smallbatchcigar.com. Simple, fast. Small batch. Let's get back into the show. Yeah, wild shit.
Yeah.
Did you see, and once again, I don't mean to be disrespectful in any way.
No, I know.
Shape or form of Charlie Kirk dying.
Yeah, I saw it. I wish I didn't see it.
I wish I didn't see it. And yeah. I said this the other day when we were at Lewis that I'm really glad I was not broadcasting within a few hours of it, because I probably would have said something I really regretted.
Right.
Because it did not occur to me until a few hours in. I was like, oh, fuck, what if that was Dave?
Yeah.
And how much that would affect me.
Yep. Also, the guy's wife and kids were right there.
So I think that would have been, I would have said something ignorant, and I'm really glad I didn't.
What really fucked me up about it is there, I just saw, so I was about to take a nap, and I'm in a group.
So was he.
He took the... He's taking the best nap right now. Nothing to worry about anymore. But I was, I'm in a group chat with Lev and a couple other guys, and you know, he sends a link. You know, when your friends send a link, you fucking click on it. And sometimes it's something educational. Sometimes it's a cock and balls or a guy sucking another guy off. And it just so happened, I click on it, and it was the side angle. It was a really good angle for what it was. But I was like, fuck. And seeing everybody who was like, fuck that. Who gives a shit? Like, I can tell they're like people who've never seen violence before, or they're numb to it because they see it so much on Instagram and TikTok. Like, sometimes I'll be scrolling and stuff I see, like, turns my stomach.
Yeah, they don't understand the repercussions.
Yeah, and like, I've seen like people's insides on the sidewalk before. You know what I mean? So, like, I wish I didn't see it, and I didn't get to take my nap.
It's funny that you say that. It's when I was a kid, I always thought, I'm talking about my dad again. He, when we watched Misery, he threw up.
When she broke the ankles. With the block. Oh,
and my dad puked.
Yeah.
And then I was like, as an adult, I'm like, oh yeah, my dad's been on job sites where he's seen injuries like that.
Guy's legs snap and shit like that.
So it's much more visceral.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, what I was going to say is, not to be disrespectful at all, man, that memorial is weird as fuck.
There's a Charlie Kirk memorial?
There's a memorial. Where is it? It was a big, like, arena.
Oh, they did it. They didn't build a statue yet. They did, like, a memorial service.
Yeah. And his wife can't. Somebody's like, why is his wife coming out like she's fucking Cody Rhodes?
Oh, Jesus.
He's fucking pyro.
Really?
And then Trump comes out with the actual Lee Greenwood, I believe. I could be wrong. Singing Proud to Be an American. Full entrance.
I saw a video of that. I didn't know what it was from, though.
And it was like, what timeline are we fucking in?
Yeah.
That somebody's funeral has pyro.
That's crazy. That's fucking nuts, dude. I gotta watch it now.
It sucks. Shannon, can you? And again, this is not a disrespect to memory of the man.
Did she cry?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. So at least she was emotional and everything. This wasn't like all pop and shine for her. She was
She wasn't hitting poses or anything.
Yeah.
But still, it's a very weird, like...
That's Trump for you. Very grand.
Oh, it is very.
Grandiose send-off, you know?
Yeah, it is very. And then also, he announces that he's going to have a press conference, I think today or tomorrow, Shannon. It's going to be me, Bobby, Oz, all the great ones. We have found the cause of autism.
Today, there's a press conference for that?
He says that he is going to announce.
That's good, because that's half the comics in New York are done. Hopefully it's like X-Men, where they could shoot you with that cartridge and make it go away.
Oh, yeah, they're just normal?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be fucking
the roast
them.
Battle scene takes a big hit today.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I mean, what a fucking ballsy announcement. We're going to fucking, the thing no one's figured out.
I mean, you can't. Maybe for people who are like on the lower end of the spectrum, there's probably some like CBT or shit. That
no, I don't mean. I don't think he's announcing a cure. I think he's announcing what they think is causing it.
I read something about one of the things that he's supposed to say is that women taking Tylenol during pregnancy is
really?
Something causing autism. I don't know if that's the main thing he's going to say, but I read that today.
If he comes out and just says that.
I have her coming out to the pyrotechnics.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's see it. This poor woman, man.
Yeah, obviously it's a very horrible thing. But it is just wild. But yeah, you're right. You know what? I didn't even put it together. You said it is very T-Dog. T-Bird, as we've called them in the past.
Yeah. I mean, they can't even see her.
Oh, man, the glass, the fucking... The bulletproof glass hurts my soul.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, we'll be performing like that one day.
Well, we did during COVID.
Yep.
There was a few clubs that had you in the fucking Hannibal Lecter box.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking... Yeah, that's...
She was right there when he got shot, too, right?
Was she?
I think she was.
Shannon, I have no idea.
Shannon, can you confirm that or no? I feel like she was right there.
I feel like I read an article that was like how she found out.
Oh, okay. So,
I honestly don't know. I don't know in either direction.
Have you read an article like that?
She was not there.
She was not there.
It says she detailed jumping on a plane immediately to rush there.
I knew as soon as I saw that he was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, pray. He was like, no, there's no praying, man. This is...
Now, that was a
pray
tough
that he gets to heaven if you believe in it.
Yeah.
But he's gone.
Yeah, I read one thing that was like...
He had to be gone in less than a minute.
Oh, no, I read a doctor that said the way that injury is, that he didn't even know.
Me and Gio got in an argue about that. He's like, yeah, probably 5-6 minutes. I was like, no, bro, that he didn't feel a thing.
I heard that it was like almost like a...
Instant.
Yeah, just it was gone. I think that's a pretty...
I mean, I was...
And I think also, I'm sure your body goes into...
Shock.
Immediate
shock,
and you probably have so many crazy... Like, I think when people sometimes say... That they saw a light or like this. Oh, it was in you're engulfed by happiness and memories.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes that might be the chemicals in your body.
It all coming out at once. Right?
Releasing endorphins to kind of fight or like distract you
from the pain.
From what's happening.
Yeah. When I OD'd, the only time I remember one time when I OD'd, but the real bad time, like I didn't see a light, but like when they brought me back to life, I felt like I went through like this tunnel with like light around it, but the tunnel was still dark.
Okay.
And then I was just back in my body.
Okay.
But I wasn't like going up towards any light or anything like
that. No, you just saw a bunch of red guys with pitchforks and tails.
Winged demons.
Yeah, you just saw fucking...
I don't know. Like, I don't know if it was the drugs or not, but I had OD'd before, not as bad as that one. It took them 2 shots of Narcan to bring me back on that one. But,
oof.
Like, yeah. That was before the nasal spray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You ever talk to an EMT about how much fun they have Narcanning people? Because they'll be furious.
Oh, yeah. When I worked at the shelter on Marcus Garvey Boulevard, that was basically what my job was. People would OD every night, and then I would Narcan them. Guys try to fucking fight me.
Well, most people puke, right?
Talk about my mother. They puke, and then they get upset. They get
because you ruined their high.
Ruined their high. Because last thing they remembered, they were high or about to get high. And now they're not. Now, because you just threw them into fucking withdrawal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it is immediate. That sucks.
Yeah, it rips the opiates right off the receptor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look at us learning today.
That's what it do, baby.
Look at us learning.
I should just do a podcast on just opiates.
Oh, dude, you get a co-host named Anthony? Opiates and Anthony?
That's great fucking idea. Maybe me and Gio should do a segment. Jorge, take note. Opiates and Anthony.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
We got to start doing something like that. Juice the show up a little bit.
All right, we got a lot of celebrity news today in classic Morning Zoo fashion. So we're going to go over a bunch of different celebrity things. Matthew McConaughey reveals the bedroom secret that helped his 13-year marriage. I mean, I don't know, maybe being the hottest guy in the world.
That was probably
having
help.
Washboard abs your entire time.
At 60.
Yeah.
That accent.
Yeah. Being incredibly rich.
Yeah.
I am going to take a wild guess and say it's going to be travel.
It's lights out at 9:30.
Yeah?
So it's got to be something corny like that. You know what I mean?
Shannon Phillipson.
This is so stupid. So, and this is like rich people problems times a million. So he said that they got used to, for a short period of time, sleeping on a bed that was so big, like a double king size bed. And then, like, you know, so the kids could get in and out, whatever. And then when the kids were old enough to get out, he was like, oh, wow, my wife's all the way on the other side. This is crazy. And then so he moved over to a queen size bed so that they could be shoulder to shoulder. And that solved any marital issues.
That's bullshit.
It's so stupid.
That's bullshit. Me and my girl had a queen size and it's done. And we're broke up.
Yep. What a problem.
So the $700 billion he has definitely helped.
I was going to say, listen, as a big fat person married to another person of size, that is a lie.
No, that will ruin your relationship.
I would turn any double king bed into a queen real quick. My wife has a giant, like, however big you're thinking, crank it up.
Yeah.
My wife's ass is preposterous.
Huge.
And she sleeps sideways.
Mm.
And there are times where her head is on her pillow and her ass is touching the edge of my side of the bed.
Really?
And I have to get under it and slowly crank her over.
Jesus.
And it's not intentional. She just sleeps like that.
Yeah.
And it is, what I would get, and we have a king, what I would give
for one king.
Oh, baby. Oh, I would be, my favorite time, and I love my wife very much, but she gets up at around 6:30, and I don't have to get up till 9:30. And those 3 hours where I get
bliss,
where I call it, you know, the song in the middle of the night, I go in the middle of the bed and I do the Homer Simpson fucking cinnamon roll.
Do the cats come fucking join you?
I just got the one boy.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And he joins. Yeah. So usually, cause she sleeps sideways like that, usually he's under her ass.
Just keep him warm.
Yeah. And like, well, but where her legs would be if she slept straight.
Right.
And then next to me. But then, usually when she's gone, he comes and takes one of the pillows next to me.
So you guys, if you guys shrank down to a queen, divorce.
No, but it would be less good. It would be less. So I am a very active sleeper.
Snoring?
Moving. Oh, no, move. I thrash around.
You throw punches and shit? Yeah.
A lot of that, I get up.
Remind me of my buddy Rick. My buddy Rick from Buffalo used to say, like, if he fell asleep on the couch, he would stomp. He would go.
Oh, I do all that.
And then once in a while, he'd go.
Yep. I yell. I wake up my wife and say crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, the school's on fire. Don't go in there.
I say bad shit in my sleep, too.
Recently, when I shared a room with a bunch of wrestlers, they kept joking that I throw super kicks because I slap my leg and kick.
Get the fuck.
And they're like, you just throw super kicks all night. It was crazy. I for our relationship, like, there's time, like, my new thing that I've been doing, and I think it's stress related. I sit up and I put my feet on the floor.
Right.
And then I'm half awake when I do that. However, the issue is I fall back dead asleep.
Right, but straight back.
Forward.
Oh, no.
And you know how you know how like a baby falls?
Yeah.
Where they don't know to protect their head? I fall like, it's like a dolphin trying to get back in the water. I hit the top of my head on the floor.
Oh, God.
And I wake up upside down like that.
Have you hurt yourself bad?
A bunch.
Oh, my.
It's part of one of the things I'm in therapy for, is because it used to be that I punched myself in the knee.
Do you go to CBT sleep therapy?
No.
I've been doing that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been doing that. I don't...
Wait, CBT or CBD?
CBT. So cognitive behavioral therapy.
Okay, we live sleep. In very different worlds.
Yeah.
Because to me, CBT stands for cock and ball torture. And it's an S&M category.
It is kind of that, but for the mind.
Okay, tell me about it.
So it is kind of torture. So basically, like any cognitive behavioral therapy is... Like, I did just straight regular CBT back in the day, and it makes you change your thoughts on how you perceive your actions or your shortcomings.
Okay.
Like oh, I had an angry outburst today. The day is shot. Everything is ruined. I fucked up. They try to teach you to, you know, take that. You know, you're a person. You make mistakes, and you still have the rest of the day to... So, CBT, sleep therapy, because I've been having problem. I've been battled with sleep issues my whole life. And they just like probably about 3-4 months ago, they came back bad. Sometimes I'm only getting an hour. Sometimes I'm only getting 2 hours. It sucks. It's hard to operate on that. So basically, what they try to help you change your thinking is to, all right, so you didn't get 7-8 hours. It doesn't mean the day is shot. And now what we're going to do is this, is you're only going to sleep 5 hours a night. And you're going to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. So right now, my window to sleep and wake up is from 11 p.m. to 4:45 a.m. And even if I go to bed at 1 a.m., I have to get up at 4:45 a.m.
Okay.
And so that is, they're going to keep me there for a while until I can come to terms with like my, I'm not ruined if I didn't get a 7-8 hours.
Okay.
But basically that structure will help me get to 7-8 hours a night.
What the fuck do you do at 4:45 in the morning? You have shit to do?
Yeah, no, I do. I do. I mean, I still work. I'm not a full-time comic, or I don't get paid.
Yeah, yeah.
To,
I forget.
I don't make enough money.
I was like, what are you fucking retired? Just waking up?
No, see, at 4:45 a.m., I get up, I have coffee, and then there's some places I have to be at 5:30, some places I have to be at 6. Three times a week. But Tuesday and Thursday, she wants me to do that, too.
Okay.
So she's like...
So you just get on a regular thing.
And I've been struggling with it, so...
I think that's one of my issues, is sometimes I'm in bed at 10 with my wife, and sometimes I'm in bed at 4.
Right, right.
And I just can't find a groove.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are... The nights that I'm real bad, I wake up on the floor, like, fucked up.
Yeah, that's...
Or, like, I'll bet I... My real issues now is I have to avoid beds that are high, high up.
That's a bigger fall.
And when I sleep at my sister-in-law's, their bed's super high up, and it's a hardwood floor underneath it. And I fell asleep, and then I woke up halfway through the fall, which is a terrifying one. You know when you have those nightmares and you wake up and you feel like you're falling?
Yeah.
Now imagine you are, and I fucking cracked my kneecap on a hardwood floor. I flopped out.
Yeah.
And I fucking wrecked my knee.
Bro, 3-4 feet, you could fucking like snap something. Maybe even less, 2 feet.
It was fucking brutal.
I scream in my sleep too. Like I actually just started having to take my fucking nightmare medication again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'll scream in the middle of the night. Fucking, I'll be threatening people in the middle of the night.
I try to fight people all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, fun thing, if you are someone that has night terrors, that has a partner, you get one punch.
Yeah.
You get one real good one.
I've only grabbed somebody once. Once.
I'm just saying.
That was fucking,
make it count.
That was wild.
I'm just saying. You get one. I'm saying, don't do it the night they pissed you off. But say bank it. And because you can wind up.
Yeah.
You can fuck it. You can angle yourself. But you only get that one. So really make it count.
I was on some Undertaker shit, mine. I was on some.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I felt horrible, man. Horrible.
Mine has always been like that. Yeah. Or like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I always, my big thing for about 2 years.
It would be funny if you like fucking, if you did like a chest chop.
Yeah.
Woo! Or like a fucking.
Yeah. For about 2 years, my thing was I punched myself in the knees. I don't know what. I think it was because I knew it hurt.
Do you think you needed to feel pain or something subconsciously while you were sleeping?
I think for a while it was me really trying to distract myself from something. and I would compulsively do it. I used to do it when I was a couple years ago before I started therapy. I was doing it awake.
So you go to talk therapy?
I go to Zoom therapy every week.
Yeah, I do Zoom too.
And I do psychiatry too.
Oh, sweet. Me too.
I'm on Zoloft now.
So, yeah, I just got prescribed. I had to go to the walk-in clinic on Friday because, you know, I'm like, I ain't fucking sleeping. I'm going through something. I can't handle it. Like, I see, like, my heart pounding through my chest, but the other thing is I'm an addict, so they can't give me anything narcotic.
Yeah.
So they had to give me hydroxyzine for the anxiety and Remeron for the sleep. But, yeah, I'll be seeing the psych regularly now, probably once a month, and then I do talk therapy, too.
Yeah, I do therapy, and that's really how, because my old thing was, it was compulsive. I guess it was OCD. I would, if I was, like, on the couch even, I would slap myself or punch myself in the legs.
While you were awake?
Oh, yeah, just sitting on the couch. I would just get the urge that I had to do it. And then it went to just sleep. And
Would you do that only when you were alone?
No.
You would do it when people are around, too?
Like, I wouldn't do it here.
Right.
Home.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I do weird shit at home, too. I don't hit myself or touch myself.
Yeah.
But I say things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, mine would be the... And I think it was... It was diagnosed OCD.
Yeah.
But the Zoloft has helped. I mean, hey... If you don't love coming, love Zoloft.
Dude, if I couldn't even tell the psych what I say, I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah?
Yeah, it has shit to do with my cat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I say weird, nasty shit to my cat.
Good to know.
I could never say it out loud to another person.
For a while, mine was also, intrusive thoughts.
Mm.
And then I would dwell on them and couldn't get away from them. So I would have the thought, like if I had, like, a knife in my hand, like, doing something, my thought would be, like, I'm going to stab myself or I'm going to stab the cat.
Damn.
And then I wouldn't... It's not that I wanted to do it.
Yeah, yeah, no, but it came into your head.
It would be bouncing around.
In,
like,
your head. And then you feel, like, bad about yourself.
You know, like, the logo when the DVD player is on?
Yeah, okay.
They would just be kill yourself, kill the cat.
No, I'm with you, buddy. I get him too. You know what? I'm just gonna fucking be honest with the psych the next time I go back.
Yeah,
like, I mean, this is all the weird shit I do that I don't like doing.
It can't
fix me.
It's weird to say how much it helps to say it out loud.
Oh yeah, you take some of the power out of it when
especially
you,
just to a doctor.
Right, right. Because, like, they've heard way worse shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even when you're, like, going over memories or, like, shit that upsets you, but especially with something you're embarrassed about,
yeah,
getting it out there really fucking, like, I almost feel like...
Well, you saying that you were thinking about the thought would come stab the cat now makes me be like, all right, fucking, I'm more comfortable with it now.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And it's weird. I almost feel, and this is going to sound cheesy and fucking hippy-dippy, I feel like everybody... at least once a month should have to, like, have an hour
with a
doc. And be like, yeah, this is what the happiest person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is what I got going on.
Right, right. All right, fucking damn.
Look at us. Look at us being progressive young men.
Yep.
All right, we got more dumb celebrity shit. Here's a fun one. Let's make it fun. Charlie Sheen cut off by the Mexican cartel over his cocaine consumption. Shannon, how much blow was this fucking psychopath doing?
Still? I thought he died.
No. Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
He came out with a book.
I saw he was on Joe Rogan. I thought he died, man.
He just came out with a book. I think, I'm sure this is another chapter from his book.
Right.
If I know how these stories work. Shannon?
So he said that at one point he was smoking 7 gram rocks of cocaine. And that he was buying so much from his dealer that they cut him off. I actually watched the documentary this weekend, and he said that his drug dealer, who was, like, became his friend, that because of the suggestion of, like, a family friend, went to him and he started actually, like, watering down his crack. And then over the course of a year, he was like, well, this sucks. Like, I'm not getting high from it anymore, because he kept, like, watering it down more and more. And then he quit a year later.
That first of all, that drug dealer is a lying piece of shit. He was just ripping Charlie Sheen off.
Yeah.
That's what it fucking comes down to. Get the fuck out of here. We became friends, man. So I watered it down.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I charged you the same price.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, bro.
I was going to assume the way it was worded that he was so into however, like he owed them, but then you forget he was making crazy money. Yeah, so he was just blowing it.
He's still rich now, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he's fucking more than fine.
One of the guys I used to get heroin from one time, he asked me if I wanted to go fishing with him. I was like, no.
That sounds horrible.
I was like, dude, I was like, you got the brown powder, I got the green paper.
That's the extent of this relationship.
As far as it goes, I don't want to go fucking fishing with you, bro. That's crazy.
By the way, what heroin addict wants to get up and fish?
Yeah, it's or drive to a lake somewhere. You know what I mean? Fucking ugh.
Yeah, that's a beer activity.
Yeah.
Maybe a weed activity. That is not
It made me kind of be like, how lonely is this guy? You know what I mean?
I bet when I wouldn't know. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn. It might be hard to know who your real friends are when you're selling drugs for a living.
True. True.
You know? Because everybody probably wants to hit you up.
Now that I think about it, it makes me kind of sad for him a little bit.
Yeah.
That he was like, I see this guy every day. He seems all right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go fishing?
Either that or those are the laziest fish. He fishes with heroin. It would be so fun.
I'd go crazy if he put heroin on.
Did you ever see The King of the Hill where he fishes with crack?
No.
Dude, it is so fucking fun. Go home and watch it. So basically, he goes to the bait store, and the guy's out of business because of Megalomart, like their Walmart. And he's like, I know a guy that sells bait out of his truck a few blocks over. And it's just like some hillbilly with a pickup truck that says bait spelled wrong. But he sees the wrong thing, and he buys vials of crack, and he starts fishing with crack.
Well, I never knew bait and crack were priced similarly.
Well, there's a discrepancy there. Yeah. But he's just literally like tying crack rocks to his.
Did he catch a lot of fish?
Well, the fish all start jumping on the boat after they taste it, because he's like, I need bait, and the guy's like, oh, that's what you call it? And he's like, yes,
Bobby, hurry up, get over here.
But it's great. It's a really good one.
I'm going to check that out.
I've been on a big King of the Hill kick ever since it came back out. All right. Keeping it moving. Oh, this is the other one I wanted. Priscilla Presley tells all on abortion, Elvis forcing himself on her, and why she never trusted Michael Jackson. Shannon.
That's such a wild thing.
After all the shit I've been getting online for that fucking clip of me on SDR of me and Gene Simmons doing Michael Jackson jokes, which apparently do not fly on black social media anymore.
Really?
They are not.
They're Team Michael all the way now.
Oh boy, have I never seen so many anti-Semitic comments.
To you?
Mostly to Ralph and Gene. I have been called some horrible things. I've been called Jew myself on it a number of times.
Yeah.
Yuck. A lot of juice box emojis, a lot of nose emojis, a lot of money emojis. Basically, what they're saying is that Michael spoke out against the Jews, and so they put together a conspiracy to say he was a child molester.
A pedophile?
You know, were they the ones putting kids in the house? No.
Yeah.
Even when you bring up points that make sense, like he had an alarm system for when parents were coming down the hallway. They'll be like, yeah, he was rich. He needed alarms.
That's crazy.
And they'll say that like the Jewish cabal put together like all these people to lie and say it about him to ruin his life. He has a lyric that's something like, Jew me, sue me.
Jew me, sue me.
I can't remember what song it is. Anyway,
I think
Shannon, fill us in on Priscilla's tell-all.
Okay, so in regards to the abortion, she said that she found out shortly after they got married. So as you know, they met when she was 14, he was 24. They got married when she was 21. And shortly after they got married is when she found out she was pregnant. But she was excited when they got married because she's like, okay, you know, like we can finally like be more out and about with the relationship. And she felt free about it and then found out she was pregnant. So she was kind of freaking out. And then so Elvis was like, look, like if you want to have an abortion, we can totally do that. And then when she heard those words out loud, she was like, oh my God, no way, this is our baby. So that's the abortion part.
Okay.
The forcing himself on her part, obviously Elvis cheated on her forever. And then at one point she cheated on Elvis with some karate guy, Michael Stone, I think. And when he found out about it, he like lost his mind. He considered hiring a hitman to kill him. And then he like forced himself on her in the way that a karate guy would do it.
How would he?
It doesn't specify more than that. It just says
he karate raped her.
You have Mitchell match.
No, but it was like that fun Elvis crowd. Oh, I'm gonna rape you. Hey, whoa!
Sorry, look at this thing shakes.
Karate. Sorry, Shannon. Of all the things we were gonna talk about today, karate
rape is crazy.
Karate rape was not on the docket in my head. And also just really bad, because I can only picture Jack White as Elvis in Walk Hard. Oh, don't worry, you can go now. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. That is right, no promo code needed. Why? Because it's the best deal in the world of Kratom. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do use it, holy moly, there's only one place to get it from. And they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. So stop with the bodegas, the smoke shops, the gas stations. Just go to YoKratom.com and get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just 60 smackers. Let's go, baby. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show.
Shannon, how do you feel about karate rape?
I think it's probably terrible.
See, Shannon's accepting of it.
The ancient art of karate.
Her quote is, she said he forced himself on her, quote, the way he imagined a karate master doing it.
How much coke you got to be on to do that?
Quite a bit.
That's insane.
I think it was more than that's. That's pills. That's a number of things.
Yeah, yeah. Quaaludes, coke, booze.
Before we even get to the Michael Jackson stuff, Elvis.
Weird fella.
Had balls of steel. He brought a loaded gun to the White House.
Why did he do that?
To give it as a gift to Nixon.
Wow.
But he walked through Secret Service.
With a pistol.
With a pistol with bullets in it. And went, oh, I got you something.
Did they freak out when he pulled it out?
I think it was all right. That was when I think Nixon made him
a knight or something, right?
No, he made him like a drug officer.
He put him in the fucking not the ATF. He was like a narc, like the DEA.
Yeah, I think he made him a DEA agent. Shannon, am I wrong about that?
Well, let me tell you something here. We're going to have to confiscate all this here.
It says the meeting's purpose was Presley initiated the meeting by writing a letter to Nixon requesting to be made a federal agent at large in the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs.
Yeah, you know what? I bet
that's a precursor to the DEA.
The outcome of it was Nixon gave Presley an honorary narcotics agent badge.
He could probably take that out. Be like, hey, I'm undercover. I need everything.
Jail.
Yeah. And that's old.
You guys either give me the drugs or your jailhouse rock. Let's go.
I almost like that's got to be a great era for drugs because it was shit we'll never get close to.
No, yeah.
Barbiturates, quaaludes, fun stuff.
What they call them? Black diamonds?
Black beauties,
yeah.
I think yellow jackets was one of them.
All kinds of shit. I've heard so many different names. I wish I could have partaken in that. I really do. I am so mad that I can't do fucking drugs anymore. it makes me so upset. Like, what if I could just do like a couple lines of really good cocaine? You know, I was even telling the guys the other day, I'm like, I feel like I wish I could do heroin once a week. Just on Sundays, man.
Fucking the Lord's Day, yeah. On the seventh day, he rested.
Wake up. Have breakfast, brush my cat, go play softball, come home, fucking shoot three or four bags and just let it all go, decompress.
It would probably make for a bad Monday.
If I could keep it to Sunday, Monday would be okay.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't think, I mean, you would have to have will of steel to keep it to Sunday.
Yeah, which I don't have. I still have that attic.
I doubt very many could.
Yeah.
It takes a special kind of cat to be able to do that.
I have met people in my life who can do just get fucked up on the weekends. Obviously, the older they get, it carries over into the week and their life is shitty, but they were able to do that for a long time. You're not an addict. You don't do drugs every day.
No.
Yeah. So you could party Friday and Saturday and be like, Sunday, I'm fucking taking it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but my problem's always been booze.
Oh, so you used to drink every day.
Yeah. That's always been my issue. So that's still something that'll creep up on me where I'm like, I'm just going to go a little while. And then I'm like, fuck, it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And just
so I really got to be careful with booze. I actually got to cut back again now.
Will you drink a couple days in a row?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I like booze. And I actually just because I'm nervous about how much I've been drinking again, I just ordered, I just filled my fridge with Liquid Deaths so that I literally don't have room
for booze
to put booze in.
Yeah.
So that now every time I open the fridge and I want to drink, I'm like, let me have a Liquid Death instead.
So you know what I used to do? Whenever I'd get like a month or two of clean time, what I would do is and this is off of dope, right? Mm-hmm. I'd buy a 12 pack of beer and I'd put it in my fridge, and then like a week would go by, I wouldn't have one. Maybe I have one or two, and I go, look, I don't have a problem. I haven't drank that whole, and that's how I would trick myself back into. Then one day I'd slam the whole fucking all 8, 9, whatever was left, and then I'd get high again.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah, though I'm definitely.
Isn't it crazy?
Time to start cleaning up. Yeah, no, I actually had a. The other day I was like, I'm getting there again.
Yeah.
So that's why old Seltzer Boys. Gonna have to make a return for a while, kind of get my shit together.
So if you don't have, say it's like Tuesday, you don't have nothing to do till Friday, will you just fucking drink those days?
I very rarely have that kind of time. And it's never like, I would almost say I haven't drank, I had a rough day yesterday, I will admit.
Drinking?
Saturday night got a little wild and woolly.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a tough recovery day,
yeah.
But I would say I am never hungover.
Mm.
Almost exclusively. Like, I'm completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But still, yeah, I'll put a few away and get a little banged up, but I'm always fine.
Okay.
But then I think that's not good either, I know exactly where to stop. So it's just enough that it's not a problem.
Right, right.
Is that close to having a problem?
Mm.
So This is me. Hey, good that I'm saying it on the air. I gotta stick to it. Yeah, it's also like
I'm bringing this fucking road, sappy gay energy with me.
No, the road is tough on me.
Yeah,
like I love boozing in hotel rooms. I love bad food and booze in a hotel room is so much fun.
That's what the road is for me, because my weight and literally can fluctuate. In a matter of months, from like 180 to 250, it just can. So when I'm on the road too, the same thing. I'm eating all the free meals at the club. I'm taking one back to the hotel room with me and just fucking going bananas. Like I'll just eat. Makes me feel better.
Yeah, and then it's like because on the road there's so many hours to kill.
Yeah, ton.
And it's not like I want to see shit.
No. Yeah.
People are always like, oh, did you do this and this? And I was like, no. Yeah. Why?
And there's nothing to see in fucking Arizona.
Oh, exactly. Those are I'm in these fucking towns where I'm like, I got nothing here.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where you've just fucking, you're an animal.
And you go to Chicago, how many times can you see the fucking bean? You know what I mean? Or fucking.
Yeah.
I'm
going to be in Detroit for like the eighth time this year.
Oh God.
I'm out of shit to do.
Yeah. Now did you go to the Motown already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out of shit.
Yeah. You only need to go to that once.
Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain. Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither. And finally, why did Priscilla never trust Michael Jackson, Shannon?
That one, it seems like when Priscilla got with him, it was after the allegations had already become public about him fucking with kids. And so I think that she kind of held on to that. And she thought that Michael Jackson was never loved Lisa Marie and was only with her because he wanted to improve his image with all of the allegations. And then he felt like once they were not together anymore, that she felt like Elvis breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah, okay. I think that makes sense.
In heaven?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, that always did feel like...
If Elvis did karate rape, he was not in heaven.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's crazy. She thinks that.
That is true. That one time, Derek O'Deed, he did see Hitler and Elvis.
Hanging out.
It always seemed like too perfect, the idea of Michael Jackson marrying Elvis, is the king of pop.
Marries the daughter
of the king of rock and roll.
King of rock and roll, yeah.
It seemed like a little too much. Listen. But then also, I think Priscilla might have, Lisa Marie might have had a little bit of a penchant for crazy, because then she married Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's also.
And listen, that's an upgrade crazy wise. But it's still, you're toeing a line.
This is what it comes down to. Michael Jackson, he tried to buy the Elephant Man's bones, all right? He wanted to look like Diana Ross. And then he married the fucking King of Rock and Roll's daughter. Like, this guy is he's a strange fellow. Like,
yeah. There's... Also, some would argue, kind of a badass.
Michael?
Supposedly, tuned up Tupac.
Oh, that's what I heard, yeah. Yeah, because he was being mean to Rashida or something like that.
Right? Quincy Jones's niece or something, right?
Yeah. I think Michael knew the older sister or something like that. Supposedly,
Tupac was tuning up his chick.
Yeah.
And Michael gave him the business.
Well, Michael's from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rough city, man. Rough city.
What is the fuck? Somebody just posted a clip on Instagram of Michael talking in his real voice. Like, not putting on putting on this.
It was real?
No, it was a clip of him actually speaking.
I need to see that.
And it's weird. It's like, have you ever heard Gilbert speak?
Gilbert Godfrey?
Yeah, Gilbert not speaking the voice.
No.
Oh, fuck. Shannon, can you look up the Howard Stern where they had Gilbert call in? Or they played a voice message from Gilbert where he's not doing the bit.
Can we listen to the Michael Jackson one, too?
Yeah, can you please see if you can find Michael Jackson's real voice? Both of them are, like, jarring. Because the Gilbert one...
I thought that's how he talked. I thought he was, like, kind of autistic or something. He was like, yeah, well,
No, I've heard here we go.
Michael Jackson's real voice sounds totally different. Here's when he spoke normally and then switched instantly.
Open the door and you will see...
I feel like he was just a little out of breath
Michael
there.
Jackson's real voice? That
if is... you look up I know he called in Howard. My friend met him years ago. He was at a Rocky Horror on Broadway because he was about to become the narrator. They did a thing where the narrator was different every week after 9/11 to kind of bump up tickets.
Spruce it up a little bit.
And he... But he was very quiet about it. Heard it. Yeah, yeah.
What voice is this from?
Aladdin.
Aladdin, he plays a parrot.
Movie, yeah.
And in fact, they wanted Gilbert for this. They even drew the parrot to look like him even before they gave him the part because they only had Gilbert in mind.
They were planning on him.
And here's a little bit of Gilbert. I have a point to make here. Okay. This is my point about how there's two different Gilberts.
All right.
The on-air persona and the off-air persona. And they're both scary. All right, here's Gilbert as the parrot.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. We're never going
to... You fast forward until it's him calling in.
He interrupts everything
else.
That he sat and
here we go.
To.
Now listen to, in contrast, this is off the air Gilbert.
Ooh.
This is him leaving a voicemail.
Gary from years ago on the answering machine.
Okay.
And this is Gilbert's real voice. Right, just as scary.
Yes.
All right, but it's like a whole different guy. All right, here it is.
Yeah, Gary, it's Gilbert. I'll probably be there tomorrow, but if you could call me up.
Are you kidding me?
And just tell me what exactly is going on tomorrow, you know, what's...
That's his real voice.
Everything like that.
That's the scariest Gilbert.
Wow.
Yeah, I think maybe
Have other people confirmed that?
So I talked to that Gilbert once. years ago. It wasn't. It was almost a mix because he was still doing it a little,
uh-huh.
And it was at Skankfest. What was the one where Louis came? Three.
I just remember if it was Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was the one at the Polish place that we got banned from. So I think that was three. And we were in the green room, and it was me, Dave, and Lauren. And Lauren had maybe just had the baby or something like that. And Gilbert and his wife.
They just had a baby, too.
I mean, they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking. We were all just kind of hanging out. And Dave was talking about being nervous about, forgetting shit. And Gilbert told us a story about when they had first had the baby, he went to the bank to do something, and the wife called and goes, "How's the baby?" And he realized
He left the baby
in the crib to go to the bank. And as he's telling the story, they're like, "Did you run home?" And I went, "Oh, as soon as he was done at the bank, Gilbert fucking rushed home." And it was just a subtle Jew joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gilbert, then the laugh was the Gilbert laugh.
Right.
But before that, he talked to us in the voice.
Really?
He talked to us normal.
Yeah.
Because him and his wife were so sweet together. And even then, he was like a little old man. That was so very jarring, what a little old man he was then.
He's a little guy. And he just died, a couple years ago now, right?
Yeah, but he was like old.
Right.
When we saw him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember that was the voice. And yeah, that's a fucking jarring one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't it weird?
I never knew. No, yeah, that would freak me the fuck out.
Oh, dude, old Gilbert on Howard is so funny when he would do the news. He would call it his Dracula and do the news as Dracula. It's my favorite. All right, let's get one more thing out of here before we're done. And you know what? In the spirit of the show, wild brawl as mob invades Burger Kitchen. Shannon, I know it's all the way at the end of the list. I apologize. But yeah, let's end the show with one of my favorite things, fast food fights.
Mm.
Sorry, give me one second.
No worries, Shannon. It's a safe place. You got nothing to apologize for. You did great today, and we're all very proud of you.
One sec. Boy. Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick. Okay. All right, here you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn. Damn, they all left him. Damn, how many people they got working there? Jesus Christ, where the fuck is this place?
This is a Fatburger in Chicago. Well, this is certainly a mob of teens. Look at these teens and a mob. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Holy shit. God, there were so many fucking people. Shaq, can we do that one more time?
I mean,
it felt like
there was like 15 people ran in and 15 people working there.
Yeah, so it was a Fatburger and Buffalo's Express. Oh, maybe a B-Dubs? Maybe it's a ghost kitchen? Holy shit. Yes, A, I can't believe how many fucking people worked there. I guess maybe they had beef with somebody that worked there. By the way, this is like a shirts versus skins basketball game, but it's shirts versus aprons. We got to start arming these fast food people.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
We got to start bringing back ball bats behind the counter.
I mean, that makes me feel like fucking scared for those folks.
We got to bring, because it's a rule we used to have on Lewis and Zach, that if you cross the counter, anything that happens is on you.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you get fucking your brains blown out.
Because like, I feel like once you step behind the counter, or it's almost into anything, once it's employees only, that to me is I am risking
my safety.
My safety, yeah. And I'm putting you in danger because right. You don't know me, and I'm now in your protected space.
Yeah. Even yesterday when I was playing softball, one of our guys rolled up. He was on. We had a doubleheader, he messaged me. He goes, listen, I'm on mushrooms in Coney Island. I'm not going to make the first game. And I was like, you're probably not going to make the second game either. He's like, no, I'll be there. So he bikes all the way from Coney Island to Prospect Park, rides across the field on the bike. And he's not in uniform, and he just goes into the dugout, you know, to get his stuff. And the umpire grabbed the bat and ran over to the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no. This is like, he's like, oh, I didn't. I just saw him bike across the field, but like, yeah, like you just don't know what fucking people are capable of, bro, or what they're going to start doing and all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I've never loved Indian dudes more than when I watch them take out the sticks.
Oh, start beating people?
And just
I love
wreck
it.
Somebody.
Yeah.
It is them in the store, baby.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh, I love it.
And then hearing the dudes beg.
Oh, yeah.
Please stop.
Well, because they come in so hot. And like, there's no way these Punjabs are going to fucking
put
a finger on
me. They think they're
going
to be like pushovers and shit like that. But the Punjabi guys have been dealing with worse shit over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to die for that fucking store.
Absolutely. That's their lifeline to a fucking better life, bro. Fuck. Jesus.
What is the best thing? What do you think? We'll end on this. What is the best thing to have behind? Gun excluded.
All right.
Because not everybody can have a gun. What is the best weapon to have behind the counter? Bat?
I would say like one of those like kendo sticks, those wooden kendo, anything long like that.
Really? Yeah. I feel like they can grab that.
Yeah, but if you get them on the ankle real quick and they go down, you just start
beating the
shit out of them.
Extendable baton?
That would be good too. I've never actually used one of those before. One of my buddies carries one.
You can get some good torque on that.
I just think it's like that hitting you in the wrist or the ankle and you just dropping and then just getting the shit fucking.
Taser?
Taser would be good too. Sometimes tasers don't work on people, though, especially if they're on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might even give them a little extra energy.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I think baton, stick. Don't they say to put a sock on a baseball bat?
What's the sock for?
So they say if you're going to have a baseball bat for home defense, you put a sock on it so that if they try and grab it.
It'll the sock slip off. That's actually very good.
That you can take it and you get another shot before they are holding
while they're
the
holding
bat.
The fucking
and
sock.
They're standing there like a cartoon holding the sock.
And then you could be like, and there's cum on that.
Yep. Bow. All right. Calling it there. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to my guest, Derek Drescher from On The Gate Podcast. Check him out and we will see you this Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop the bagel, jug it down.